Okay, guys, now that you've been practicing with the mental projection exercises, it's time to experience an incredible, fascinating exercise and an opportunity for you to evaluate how far you've come along in the development of your intuition, and also an ideal opportunity to practice starting to develop some points of reference that'll be a bit more meaningful for you. It's called psychometry. The premise behind psychometry is very simply this. If you remember when we worked with the inanimate matter exercise, and although it's not life as we know it as human beings, or even our pets, or for that matter, plants, it does represent the life force, in that at its smallest levels, inanimate matter is made up of energy, vibrations, and does have an atomic and a molecular structure. So for example, in what's called the building blocks of life, when we look at all forms of life as they exist on the planet, we notice a developmental stage, or shall I say an evolutionary process, where at what used to be called the very smallest level, all matter is made up of atoms. Now, certainly we've come to know that they're even smaller than atoms, quarks, etc. However, let's again keep it simple. And what do atoms represent? They do represent a life force, an energy field. So even something as inanimate as a piece of stainless steel, at its smallest level, it has a common denominator that you and I also have, and that is energy. We do have an atomic structure. Well, when we observe the development of inanimate matter, or life for that matter, as atoms or the energy force within the atom increases, the atoms split. Those atoms then are paired off to form a higher, more intelligent expression called molecules. So molecules are basically nothing more than atoms that have been grouped together to form something more complex, something more alive. Molecules go on, likewise, to be paired off, grouped together, to form an even higher expression called cells or cell life, something, again, even more complex. Now, again, I couldn't do justice to this complex topic, and nor am I intending to. I'm wanting to keep it simple. So if I may, in the interest of simplifying it, what we do know to be true and accurate to say is that if we were to look at anything that exists on this planet Earth, from the rocks, metal, inanimate matter, to a plant's vegetable life kingdom, animal life kingdom, human body and mind kingdom, these are all expressions of life. And each of us at the very smallest level are comprised of energy fields, atoms, or have an atomic structure and a molecular structure. So here's the premise. Physicists have observed, and it's been documented, that inanimate matter does absorb energy. It cannot change it. It cannot accept it or reject it. It just simply absorbs energy. Whereas you and I, as a much, much higher form of intelligence, we have free will. We have the right to accept or reject. We can experience something and transform it, change it, deal with it or not deal with it. However, inanimate matter, very different, just absorbs energy. So here's the theory, or shall I say, the premise behind psychometry. If you were to study parapsychology, there is a term, psychokinesis. In parapsychology, they have been studying phenomenology. Psychokinesis is a study of the mind, our thoughts, affecting matter, locally and or at a distance. And it's been a subject of debate and a subject of research for a great many years. Well, in this study of psychokinesis, in understanding that physical matter can only absorb energy, the premise behind psychometry is that we, as fellow human beings, with sincere desire, belief, and expectancy, can attune to inanimate matter and, shall I say, feel the vibrations. Much like when you're with a friend. Can you remember a time when you're with a friend who you said, "Are you okay?" And they said, "Oh, yeah, fine." but it seemed like you could cut the tension with the knife. There's something about what you felt with them. Likewise, how many times have you been with someone who's just such a happy-go-lucky, and you get a contact high just being in this person's presence. They're the life of the party, a joy to be with, fun to have around. Well, certainly we've come to understand that we are very much affected by things going on in our immediate environment. We are certainly sensitive to this. Many, many years ago in a book, Breakthrough to Creativity, by Dr. Shafika Karagula, a medical doctor, she coined the expression sappers, or what's been known as emotional vampires. It's a phenomenon that's been observed how when two people are in interaction with each other, dear friends, they love each other, and one has been having a tough go of it, perhaps in a deep depression or upset, angry, or perhaps very needy. And although you might deeply love this person, just spending some time with them, 5 minutes later, you probably feel drained. And as much as you love them, you're happy you're gone. It's like, oh. And if ever you've had a whole family of them visiting you for a weekend, it can be quite a draining experience. Well, this is the premise partly behind psychometry, that we have a perceptive capability through desire to attune to others' vibrations and to attune to the energy and with skill, practice, and development, learn how to interpret those signals. Because again, I remind you, things are not always what they appear to be. Interpretation is everything. It is our contention that in our every waking moment, we're picking up signals, vibrations. But we don't always interpret them accurately. We're not always consciously aware of them. Just like in the room you're in right now. If you're driving in the car and you've got a cell phone, your car is being microwaved by the cell phone. If you're at home, you've got TV waves, radio waves, all around. We'd go crazy if we were consciously aware of them. So we have devices, a radio, telephone, cell phone, various devices that allow us to attune to the signals in such a way that we can then interpret them and get the information or utilize this technology. That's similar to how it seems to work with us, that we too, through desire, that's our tuning mechanism, can tune into signals, vibrations, pick up information, and again, with skill, learn how to interpret that. So the very next exercise, psychometry, is a time for you to practice. It's an opportunity for you, and by the way, it doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong, opportunity for you to practice, develop some point of references, to see how maybe your logic interacts, when it's intuition, when you're accurate, when you're not. Like I said earlier, it's very personal. So as you work with this, you want to begin to look for patterns, distinctive, recognizable feelings, thoughts, visual patterns, whatever, that you notice when you're accurate by comparison to when you're not. So the concept is inanimate matter, like the chair you're sitting in presently, is absorbing your energy, your field. And that technically, another person could come attuned to those vibrations and get information about the people who have dominantly been sitting in that chair, or perhaps the most recent person. So take, for example, an heirloom, an article of jewelry, a special gift, something that someone has had on their person frequently. It could be a person's watch, could be an earring. The concept behind psychometry is that these objects can only absorb, so that they're constantly absorbing the field of energy, these vibrations, and that we, as a higher form of intelligence, can somehow, some way, attune to it. Again, I'll call it a concept. However, be prepared. It's a very, very cool exercise and promising implications. So, for this session, if you're listening to this in the car or you're at home, this is something that you definitely need and want someone to practice with. This is something where you're going to need to turn off the program, quiet yourself at a time when it's opportune. It's one, by the way, of the advantages of a live class. You'll notice if you're enjoying this program at all, you will love the live training. It's so much easier, faster. You've got the dynamics of the group, the synergy of the group, the certainty of the instructor. You get your questions answered immediately. So you want to have a trusted friend or ally, or perhaps someone who's been listening along with you. And each of you should bring to the session an object, an heirloom, something that it could be your own object, or it could be your great-granddad's. It could be something your mom or dad or a friend gave you. Something that that person who gave it to you used to use, used to wear, had a lot of contact with, and certainly someone whom you know. And then the idea, the goal is for someone else, perhaps your partner who you're working with, who knows little or nothing about the person or the object, to enter their alpha state, access their intuition, hold the object, and allow ideas. I know it sounds a little weird, but you just got to do it for the fun of it. And in fact, it'll be a little bit of a practice for the caseworking, which actually will be easier to work with. So we use this in the intuition training as kind of a preparation and as a way to introduce you to the realm of possibilities in educating your subjective mind. So for the psychometry exercise, some of the tips I'd like to offer you are, first, you want to center yourself in alpha using your 3-to-1 method. If you're working with the laboratory dimension, enter your laboratory dimension. And then review a prior success. It could be a feeling of success from using Mirror of the Mind or any technique. It could be, even better, a feeling of success when you had an intuitive experience that was right on the money. Very important, you want to attune to that same level. Then once you're ready, you would comment to your partner who's sitting by you, working with you, that you're ready, and they'll hand you the object. It's not necessary to see the object ahead of time, sometimes better, and there are different schools of thought, many ways to organize this. And then as you hold the object, it's presented, you're holding it in your left hand, although you can use both hands, feel it, move it around, and allow ideas, desire for ideas, impressions to come into mind. And ask questions. For example, the primary owner of this object. Is the owner a male or a female? What age? What does the person look like? The owner of this object, where do they live? Describe the colors that you might see, their home. Do they live in a rural environment? Do they live in the city? Any ideas or impressions? What is this person's hobby, favorite thing to do? What does this person do for work? Is there a family? Are they married, single? Do they have children? So the idea is to have desire, ask questions, and to follow your first impression. You're going to feel like you're making it up. That's okay. It's like telling a story. Who cares if you're right, you're wrong? The only way you're going to learn from this is to practice. And so this is a practice session. So remember, feedback is important. So while you're in that moment, your eyelids are closed, you want to then get feedback from your partner, you know, basically yes or no. And it's their job then, we call them the orientologist, the person who's going to interpret anything you said as it is relevant to what they know to be true. And then you begin to examine within yourself any of your feelings, thoughts, ideas, when you were correct, when you were not. And you'll definitely notice as you practice with this, there are repetitive patterns. And you begin to model these patterns of success when you're accurate, tuned in with your intuition. So again, make sure you do this at a time when you're not pressed for time. You can spare at least 30 minutes to maybe an hour. You've got a trusted friend or partner, preferably somebody who's been listening along with you. And have fun. The more you practice, the better you get. And remember, trust your first impression. It's the only way to learn is to just do it. Have fun and enjoy.
To guarantee success with your Silva techniques, we recommend that you take the Silva seminars live. For more information over course schedules and locations, log on to silvamethod.com or call 1-800-545-6463 within the continental United States, or 956-722-6391.